भगवद गीता 11.30, ले लीयसे ग्रसमानः समन्ताल लोकान् समग्रान् वदनैर्ज्वलद्भिः तेजो भिरापूर जगत समग्रम वासस्तवो ग्रह प्रतपन्ति विष्णो लेलीयसे। कृष्णास यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म इज बीइंग डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर इन दिस सीरीज ऑफ वर्सेस बाय अर्जुना एंड द प्रीवियस वर्सेस इज डिस्क्राइब्ड हाउ वेरियस लिविंग बीइंग्स आर एंटरिंग इनटू द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म एंड दे आर ऑल बीइंग डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड दैट वाज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन 25th एंड 26th एंड 27th वर्सेस एंड 28th एंड 29th describe two ways in which the living beings are entering. The virtues are entering like rivers entering into ocean, and the vicious are entering like moths entering into fire. And after these metaphors, now Arjuna comes back to the continuing the description that was given in 27, where it was said that sandrushyante churnitairo uttamangai दमिष्ट्राणि दे त्वरमाना विशन्ति वक्त्राणि दे त्वरमाना विशन्ति दमिष्ट्राकरालानि भयानकानि केचिद् विलग्ना दशनान्तरेषु सदृश्यन्ते चूर्णितरुत्तमाङ्गै। सो इट डिस्क्राइब दैट ऑल दिस वॉरियर्स आर एंटरिंग इनटू द फियरफुल माउथ ऑफ द विश्वरूप विथ इट्स स्केरी ग्रूसम टीथ एंड सम ऑफ द वॉरियर्स एंटरिंग आर गेटिंग कॉट इन द ग्रूसम their heads are getting caught in between the teeth and they're getting smashed and thus they are meeting destruction. Now it is said leliyase grasamanah samantal. So while you're devouring all the directions, you're also licking lokan samagran vadanair jwaladbhi. So jwaladbhi, by your blazing effulgence, you are actually burning all the directions. Lokam tejo bhirapura jagat samagram vasas tavogra pratapanti Vishnu. The rays that are coming from you, tava ugra, they are pratapanti, they are scorching Vishnu. O Prabhupada translated as O all pervading Lord. The stress here is on the point that actually whatever is being done is so incredibly devastating that here the devastating nature is conveyed through one example, or rather two modes are given of conveying it, that there is licking and there is blazing fire and scorching heat all around. Some people criticize the Bhagavad Gita, especially this vision of the universal form, and they describe how this convey really say that here is a vision of something that is considered divine, and what is that doing? That is actually licking blood. Now normally licking blood, that is seen as a depiction of being bloodthirsty. So, is the Vishwarupa bloodthirsty? What exactly is happening here? Why is it is described that God is manifesting a form like this? So, actually, there are multiple levels at which this can be understood. Firstly, Krishna has told Arjuna in the fourth chapter that the whole universe is pervaded by Brahman, and thus all actions in this universe can be performed as yajna. Vatasangasya muktasya jnana vasita chetasa yajnaya acharatah karma samagram praviliyate. So Krishna says in 4.23 that yajnaya acharatah karma. So he's not telling Arjuna to do just yajna, he's trying to do his karma in the mood of a yajna. Yajnaya acharatah, as you perform yajna, so you perform your karma. Do your duty in the mood of sacrifice. And if there might be a question, how can that be done? Then Krishna there basically, he first gives one verse as the principle, Brahma Arpanam Brahma Vir Brahma Akhino Brahma Nahutam Brahma Ivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. That actually all the ingredients of sacrifice are Brahman. All of them are primarily means by which the universe can be envisioned as having become a part of a cosmic sacrifice. So the fire is Brahman, the oblation is Brahman, the sacrificial spoon, the ladle is Brahman, the priest is Brahman, the wood is Brahman. And in this way, the person who performs the sacrifice, he also becomes spiritualized. So now, the point of telling this, and after that Krishna gives various examples from the 25th verse onwards till the 29th, 30th verse, that how everything can be made seen as a yagya, all various activities. And the underlying message is that Arjuna see this Kurukshetra war field also as a yagya. And when you see this as a yagya, at that time, that means the Kurukshetra war field is a yagya. In this, the warriors who are going to perish, they are the Ahuti. O Arjuna, you are the priest who is going to offer the Ahuti, and your Gandiva bow is the sacrificial spoon with which the Ahuti is going to be offered. So through this, Krishna is telling Arjuna that actually you, Arjuna, should be able to do this sacrifice, and by doing such a sacrifice, you will be able to move onwards in your journey towards the absolute truth. By doing the sacrifice, you will be able to, just as a yagya takes you closer, brings the performer of the yagya closer to the absolute truth, purifies the yagya, the performer of the yagya, yagya kshapita kalmasaha. Yanti brahma sanatam sarve pete yagya vido yagya kshapita kalmasaha. Yagya shishta amrita bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam. At the end of this, after giving over 5-6 verses, a description of what all can be included in the scope of yagya, Krishna says this verse, and he says, and all these people, if they understand the principle of yagya, then they can become purified and they can attain, by accepting the offering, the remnants of sacrifice, they can proceed towards ultimate liberation. So similarly, Krishna is being told over here, Arjuna, by Arjuna. What Krishna has told Arjuna, Krishna is now demonstrating here. He's saying that, oh Arjuna, when you perform this yagya in the Kurukshetra battlefield, at that time, I personally will be accepting this sacrifice, sacrificial offering. And just as the yagya kunda, the sacrificial fire, is considered to be the mouth of Vishnu. Similarly, here we see that Arjuna concludes his description with Vishnu. So he is understanding that this is Vishnu. This is the all-pervading Lord, who is the Lord of sacrifice. And that Lord of sacrifice, who is being displayed over here, whose magnificence is being displayed over here, he is demonstrating that he is accepting the sacrifice. And lele ase, that means when he is licking, it is not a sign of bloodthirstiness. It is actually a sign of eagerness, that the sacrificial offering that Krishna, Arjuna is going to offer to Krishna in the Vishwarupa form, Krishna is accepting that. And so this has got nothing to do with normal cannibalism or anything, or bloodthirstiness at all. It is completely dharmic exercise in which sanctification is happening, purification is happening, because in a mood of sacrifice, in a mood of the performance of dharma, the things are being offered to the Lord of dharma. The things, the objects, that is the ahuti, the oblations are being offered. So this Vishwarupa and the destruction that is happening over here, yes, that destruction is historical, but this depiction of the Vishwarupa of consuming all of them, that is actually a visually graphic way of conveying the principle that this the truth that this is a sacrifice and the sacrificial offering is being accepted by the absolute truth. Thank you.